What's up, what's up, what's up? This your boy BQ Slim. And today, we're going to talk about Will Smith smacking the beep out of Chris Rock. What's going on with that, man? The aftermath, the before mouth, everything leading up to this moment. Y'all check in with me. Pacha! So we got some things to talk about. Will Smith. Now, Will Smith is the equivalent to Jay-Z when it comes to acting. He's up there. You would have never thought that he would do a such thing like this. This is incredibly fascinating. This is incredibly eye-catching. Like, what's going on in Will Smith's life that he would walk on a stage and slap someone on national TV, ABC, the Oscars? Whoa, this is crazy. But let's talk about the things that's leading up to this moment. Back in 2006 or 2009 or something like that, Chris Rock made comments on Will Smith and Jada boycotting the Oscars, right? And in my opinion, I think that he, you know, had some crazy comments about, you know, that. But I don't really think it stemmed from that. What I think is that this thing stemmed from the emergement of social media. That's what I think. I think the emergement of social media, having people come in on your life every day. Back in the day, you had to get fan mail, you know, and this is a different type of day. The day we live in today, 2022, the day we live in today is a crazy time. People actually are tuned into your life because your life is documented in a different way. Your life is documented in a crazy way, in a way more invasive way. Way more engaging way. I think they, when I say they, I mean Will's family and Will and Jada, you know, I think they, until this moment, were in superstardom so deep that before social media, I'm gonna take it back. Before social media, you had stars. And when I say stars, you had people that you couldn't see on the day-to-day, or you couldn't see, you wasn't engaged in their personal life. Now, today, in 2022, due to social media, we are engaged in people's lives. And once you are engaged in someone's personal life, it becomes a more invasive form of fan. The fans that's fans now aren't the usual fans to a star like Will and Jada. You know, they haven't been extremely good at dealing with this type of fan. Right? This type of audience, right? I think throughout these last couple of years, due to the red table interview that Will and Jada did, involving August Alsina, which is a R&B singer from Louisiana, New Orleans to be exact. I think when they got on that red table talk, that's hosted by Jada and her mom and sometimes her daughter. I think that opened up a can of worms because that opened up a view of the Smiths family that no one had ever seen. And no one had ever known outside of Hollywood, I guess. I think Hollywood knew they had open relationships and things such as that. But now it's not a club that's talking amongst the club. Do you get what I'm saying? It's the world. And when you get these different opinions and what you consider normal, and when you realize that, whoa, I had not been living a normal life, this is when those can of worms open up and these wounds get salt poured into them, you know? So I honestly think since that interview, Will has been harboring these emotions, these feelings that he didn't know how to express. So fast forward to the 2022 Oscars, Academy Awards. I think he used that moment to show the world that I'm human. And I have emotions, and I have feelings. I have things that I'm harboring up just like each and one of us. But I don't think Chris Rock deserved that slap, but it was well deserved on a broader scale, if you understand what I'm saying, because this man has been going through a lot. So I really kind of see things from a different point of view. I see things from a human point of view, not a celebrity point of view. I see things from a husband's point of view. I'm not a husband, but I understand that culture. I understand. But in Chris Rock's defense, playing devil's advocate, to my opinion, I would have beat your ass, dog. I would have beat your ass. You would have never stepped foot off that motherfucking stage, homie. I would have beat your ass on that stage and never went to the Oscars again. I would have whooped your ass. Point blank period. I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? But I understand Will's actions. As a celebrity, you are put on this pedestal and you are depicted as somewhat of a American guy. And when I say American guy, you know, us as American people, we idolize the rich, the famous. That's what we idolize. We idolize people that are not regular in our eyes. Okay. So with that being said, I just want to know you guys' opinion on this thing. Whew. Man, what a night in television history, in the words of Chris Rock. Whoa, man. That was a spectacular night. Now, what I don't like is them saying that this was the most blackest Twitter and equalizing that to a violent moment. I don't like that because all black people are not violent, just like all Caucasian people are not violent, all Asian people are not. We are not violent. We are not, all of us are not violent. People are put in situations or people provoke situations that, allude or ascend to violence, you know? So it's one of those things, man, where you gotta look at it from each side. But it's confusing, right? They have an open relationship. You know, they had to think at some time in some place that this would be televised. Their life, they're celebrities, right? You know, and they should have, I think that is way crazier than it seems, the way that they live. And the slap was so dramatic. It was almost like that he was in a movie or something. You know, like, I don't know what to think. I don't. But me being who I am and the way I analyze things, I am a fan of entertainment, period. Rap, rock, soul, country, acting, you know, of sports. I'm a fan of entertainment, so I analyze things different. I am happy that Chris Rock didn't press charges, even though I probably would have pressed charges. I would have had a big payday. But after that slap, Chris Rock ticket sales went through the fucking roof. Okay? It went through the bleeping roof. Okay? This is something that is so big, so astronomical that no one even has a right or wrong opinion. That's how big this thing is. That's almost like Biden or Obama slapping Putin or something on national TV. It's fucking crazy. So what I want you guys to do is let me know what you think. Let's talk about this thing and give me some opinions. Give me some topics to talk on. I want to know everyone's opinion. I want to know what you would have did in that situation. Oh, and have you ever been pushed to the limits by someone joking on someone you love or someone that you have relations with? Yo, guys, let me know. This your boy, BQ Slim. Wake up, America.